All right, Divas, welcome to this, our third session, entitled Reclaiming Toxic Agreements, Embracing Ownership to Liberate Your Wealth. Oh, the joys of ownership and liberation, all together in one beautiful session. Before we begin, or as we begin, as our beginning, as we always want to do, let us center ourselves in the right here, right now, in the power and presence of this circle as it exists as a collective and as it exists universally and internally within each and every one of us. So I invite you to join me now in finding a stable place for either the soles of your feet, the bottoms of your thighs, or the length of your back, however it is you are experiencing this session together, this circle time together. Allow your eyes to relax and become aware of your breath. If your eyes wish to fall and close, allow them. And now take in a deep breath with me, filling up the belly in. In, hold a little more, hold. Now I want you to drop your chin slightly and out through the smallest opening of your mouth. Squeeze the belly. Now allow your belly and your lungs and your chest and your shoulders to relax and breathe normally, naturally, in a relaxed and easy manner. We do this breath of holding and restricting before letting go, to reset our entire body at a cellular level, to bring us firmly into what is right here, right now, awareness. There are many ways to do this. The head in a bucket full of ice water is one way to do it also, but this is a much kinder and gentler way. Sometimes the ice water may be what's called for, so that's why I mention it. Today I want us to remember and give thanks for all of the energy, the intention, the attention that our great mothers who have come before us, our sisters in the here and now, and our daughters in the yet to be represent for us. Let us now be thankful for all of them. The ones known to us and those unknown to us. Let us now be thankful for all that they have experienced on all ends of the emotional spectrum, in all ways. It is all part of the vast quantity, the infinite wealth that we can draw from as wisdom, as inspiration, and yes, as real life. Spendable currency. Because as we learn here in the temple and here in this clinic, that spendable currency we know as money is nothing more and nothing less than a vehicle, a simple vehicle for human appreciation. Otherwise known as kindness, otherwise known as love. And that appreciation is an invisible, energetic thing that we tap into now when we remember that we are one with a universal and infinite divine feminine sacred circle of power, of magic, of mastery. So I give thanks for you. And for all the divas, you represent, and for all of our presence and participation in this circle and in this clinic. And I give thanks for the revelations, for the miraculous transformations that are already underway and beginning to show themselves in our number. And I give thanks for all those that are still in the becoming. And I give love for all that we are and for all that brings us to this work with open hearts and open wounds. And I give thanks and love and celebration for the opportunity to witness this circle, to witness you, Divas, and to be here now to declare this circle once again reconvened, reawakened, reopened. All who agree, so agree with me, say with me these words. Tu ashe aho. So here we are, reclaiming toxic agreements. Sounds hairy a little bit, doesn't it? Sounds like, oh my gosh, that might not be so much fun. But we are going to have fun with it. We are going to make deliberate lightness of this work because that's part of the magic in the mastery. Now, last session, we practiced and we learned to integrate creative discernment with what I called activated wound centering. And we did a practice of that in the session itself, which was, you know, really helpful. And I hope that you have continued to do this. This practice of integrating your creative discernment and getting to that place where you can access something that is not, and not now and never will be affected by the cacophony of mental viruses that permeate our outer reality, our outside lives. So I hope you've been practicing. And if you've not, start. Start doing that. Start moving your womb centering practice beyond mere meditation and into an activated awareness, bringing your focus theta awareness into your alpha consciousness. That's what everyday consciousness is known as, alpha consciousness. This has to do with brainwaves. This practice will give you the strength and the discernment you require to choose to act for your desires over the more familiar pull of your resistance. And we all know that the resistance has many agents in our world, pulling for it, giving us more and more reason to act for that. So it takes a concentrated and devoted, not 24/7, just remember once a day, once or twice a day. It takes a concentrated practice, though, and a sincere devotion to overcome those on a consistent basis so that you vary gradually, not in terms of slow, but gradually nonetheless, become more and more immune to the voices of resistance from within and without. So, that's recapping last session. Today, we are here to get into reclaiming toxic agreements, embracing ownership to liberate your wealth. What the heck is a toxic agreement? Ha ha! Well, I'm going to give you a definition here. I think you already have an idea what a toxic agreement is because I know if you're alive and moving around in modern society at all, you, like me, have a few hundred thousand of them. It's just a matter of how loud they are and how much space they occupy in your consciousness. So, We are going to define, for the purposes of this emergency radical self-love clinic, a toxic agreement as any financial or wealth-related agreement you now hold or have held in the past that inspires negative emotion in you. Any kind of negative emotion. This is a toxic agreement. Toxic agreements can be real or imagined. It makes no difference. A real toxic agreement, an example of that, a real toxic agreement is being really angry at the mechanic who you determined overcharged you for your car repair. And just holding that grudge and being very angry and going online on Yelp and just, you know, spreading all kinds of vicious stuff about that person and having to do with their integrity and all, just, you know, going off and being really in that, being really into the energy of, oh, this person did me wrong. An imagined toxic agreement, and these are just as prevalent. Imagined toxic agreement would be something like, you know what? I am through. I am not even ever going to do anything having to do with banks. They're all crooks. You remember the Occupy movement. I'm not down with anything that has to do with the 1%. I hate banks. Banks, you don't never know what they're going to do. It's a giant conspiracy, so I'm not going to have anything to do with them, whether or not they've ever cheated you. You yourself. That's an imagined toxic agreement. Because we are infinitely divinely embodied beings and creators, it makes no difference. The toxicity is just the same, whether it is quote unquote real or imagined, because imagining it makes it real. It makes it biochemically real. It makes it magnetically real. It makes it psychically real. So we want to really think about that as we go on talking about toxic agreements and as you continue to think about what kind of toxic agreements you're holding, because these feed the mental viruses. These toxic agreements feed the resistance to you being able to be an owner as opposed to a victim in the arena of wealth and wealth magic. Only victims make and maintain toxic agreements. It goes hand in hand. A conscious creator does not make or maintain a toxic agreement because a conscious creator does not see dis-ease. A conscious creator does not allow or make themselves available for sustaining dis-ease, the absence of ease, for any reason. Now, I want to briefly talk a little bit about why we go into toxic agreements, because this will help you to ferret them out and to begin to identify which ones are possibly, well, not just possibly, very definitely holding you back, and which ones you really need to focus on reclaiming. There's two main reasons we form toxic agreements. Acting on an opportunity, whether that is, you know, a relationship, or it's a business deal, or it's a purchase. Acting on an opportunity because we, out of interest as opposed to true commitment. When we act on interest, we're going for that instant gratification. Ooh, this is interesting. You've heard people say that. You've heard yourself say that. Oh, yeah, I'm interested in that. It's a big difference being interested and being committed. When we are committed, when we need a commitment, when we meet, it's like, ooh, that's the other half of my secret amulet. When we act for commitment, we are acting for lasting joy, not instant gratification. When we act for commitment or out of commitment. We are knowing and conscious that what we're choosing may not bring total instant gratification, but it will bring lasting joy. This whole interested thing versus commitment is where we get the whole concept of scams. You know, I personally don't really believe it's possible to truly scam another individual. I believe we scam ourselves. And we scam ourselves whenever we opt to feign commitment, like, yeah, I'm down with that, and feed our mental viruses instead of just facing and releasing them for good. So we con ourselves into, oh, yeah, sure, right. I'm going for that home loan. Yeah, I know the terms. I really, on paper, shouldn't qualify for it, but this guy is telling me I qualify for it. So, yeah, I'm going for that. He said it's good. It must be good. So, yeah, I'm going to go for that. Well, you know full well, everything is rotten in Denmark. And then when it goes south, you can get all kinds of kudos and attention from the world out there who would love to encourage you to think of yourself as a victim by saying you are the victim of a predatory loan. Oh, for shame, for shame. When the truth is, you scammed yourself. You scammed yourself. You knew you had no business signing that paper. You knew you had no business moving into that house you couldn't afford. You knew that the numbers were cooked up and funny, and you did it anyway because you thought you could get over the instant gratification as opposed to acting for lasting joy. So that's really the number one reason we form toxic agreements. We're into a scamming ourselves kind of place. And don't worry, everybody's done it to some degree. It's all right. It's all forgiven. We can heal it. We can heal it all. The number two reason that we form toxic agreements is a misdefinition of the concept of security. We have an idea of security that comes from, again, thinking of ourselves as victims as opposed to owners and directors of our lives. And from that victim standpoint, security comes from out there. It comes from what something outside of yourself can bring to you or give you. When in truth, security can never be given to you from outside. There's two kind of concepts here. There's the idea of agency, which is the feeling or the approximation of security-likeness that comes from having fame, having an abundance of money, having a position of power. It's external. And it's because it's external, it lives in the world of time and space, and it's therefore temporary. True security is what each and every one of us is born with and what we are revealing when we act in favor of that lasting joy, when we act in favor of our soul's desires. We are revealing that true security. And true security comes from the quality of your relationship with your infinite indwelling intelligence. It's entirely internal. I shouldn't say entirely, because internal at that level becomes universal. But it has nothing, it's about source. It's about cause. It's not about effect. And when we're in that victim place, we look for security in effects. We look for the effects of security, and we create toxic agreements based on trying to grasp at those effects, whether it be money, whether it be fame, whether it be popularity, whatever the external thing is. When we are moving from that ownership place, and we are living from that ownership place, we reveal security. And by revealing security, we actually cause to occur money, fame, popularity as effects. It sounds like a simple turn of phrase, but it's a completely different perspective. So just allow that to just kind of seep into your memory banks. This will be something that you go back and you play again as you re-listen to this session. So let's get to the reclaiming. It's actually a simple process. In Kemetic numerology, the number 5 is the number of transformation. And it carries the energy of Intertet-Heru, who is the lady of abundance, full frontal pleasure, goldenness, healing, delight, dance, music, laughter, levity. Levity and wealth go hand in hand. I want you to remember that. Levity and wealth go hand in hand. So it's fitting that there are 5 necessary ingredients for the alchemy of reclaiming toxic agreements. And it is an alchemy. We are turning the cruddy, crudded up, rusted out lead of toxic agreements into the gold of a miraculous outlook on everything. So here are the 5 necessary ingredients. And they're nothing that you haven't heard before. You just simply may not have applied them for this purpose in this focused manner before. Number 1, express gratitude, not blame. That means that mechanic who overcharged you, not his fault. It's okay. It's okay. Drop it. Bless him. Literally, bless him. Pray for his soul. Pray peace for him. Pray love for him. Pray that he has everything that may be lacking in his life that may have caused him to overcharge you. Pray for him. Forgive him. Be grateful. Be grateful that it was you who got this and not someone who could not weather it, not someone who did not have the wherewithal, the training, the opportunity, the knowledge to absolutely reclaim the toxicity of that interaction. Be grateful. Be genuinely grateful. Find some kernel of gratitude to have for that toxic agreement. Be grateful for the banking system. Be grateful for the economy, however wild and woolly it is. It exists. It's a breathing expression of humanity. Be grateful for it. Resist, reject, do not allow blame into any of your thinking, your acting, your consideration of any of your financial agreements. Be grateful for them all, because each one is an evidence, is actual evidence of your prosperity. Number 2, accept 100% responsibility. 100%. Take it on. Now, responsibility is, we define it as your ability to respond. I'm not asking you to take on blame for it. I'm not asking you to take on the actions of others. But take responsibility for its occurrence in your life. Own it. Own it. I forget which president it was. I think it might have been Truman that had the thing on his desk that the buck stops here. Own 100% responsibility. It doesn't matter if it's your fault or not. You're the owner. Take the power. Take the power away from the cheating mechanic. Take the power away from the renegade banking system. Take the power. Own it. Accept 100% responsibility. Because if you own it, you get to shift it. But only if you own it. As a victim, you can't shift nothing. As an owner, you can shift everything. Third ingredient, be proactive, not reactive. When we're reactive, like, you know, going on Yelp or any other comment site or, you know, bombing people on Facebook because you didn't like the service, that always comes from a need to prove that you're right. Being proactive goes hand in hand with that responsibility place. Forget about blame. Forget about who was right and who was wrong. Just get busy transforming it in the way that you desire to see the situation transformed. Be proactive. Use your creative mind, not your little victim mind, where you're keeping up a tally of, see, they were wrong, and I can prove it, look, they did this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Kill all that noise. Be proactive. What do I want to create? Okay, the mechanic cheated me. What do I want to create from that? What can I create? If you come with a proactive stance, perhaps there's more that you can create from that. This is a true story. I'm just remembering this now. This recently happened with my mother. There was a thing with her car. She took it in, and it looked like they had really cheated her. Like they had put in a whole set of work, and it was the wrong kind of work for her car. It was the wrong kind of, you know, it's all computer and engine technique. I don't understand what half of it is. But it was the wrong work. And it resulted in the car having to go back and be there for an extended period of time, you know, more than a month. So, you know, she's been in, like, loaner cars all this time. But rather than just, and I won't say she didn't get reactive, I'm not going to lie. She got reactive about it. But she wasn't only reactive. Someone in the situation, whether it was the mechanic or her, started thinking proactively. And they wound up figuring out a way. Not only was she going to be reimbursed for the work that they originally charged her for that she wasn't charged for, but she was going to get a break on the work that actually had to be done. So she actually got money back, plus a whole kind of like her choice of the new loaner cars to use for over a month. Thinking proactively, you create out of the situation, you know. Elders have a way of saying it. To make a way out of no way. That's being proactive. Fourth ingredient, that levity, laugh about it. It doesn't matter whether you're laughing sincerely, by the way. Just make yourself laugh about it. Especially if it's something that's really, really vexing you. Whether it's an impropriety or it's just a bill that you have had a really bad relationship with paying. Make yourself laugh about it. There's all kinds of biochemical reasons. There's all kinds of rearranging your DNA reasons. Just do it out loud and do it often. It's about getting light. You know, in Nubian Kemite spiritual culture, there's a word, khu, K-H-U, and it has a dual meaning. It means to be light as in illumination. And it also means to be light as in levitating. Weightless. Weightless. Illuminated, radiant, and weightless. That's what you do. That's what you bring about, that energy. You bring about that cool spirit when you are laughing about it. So make yourself laugh about it. Even if you feel like crying, you can cry and laugh at the same time. I've done it many times. Make yourself laugh about it. That's kind of like the emergency switch for reclaiming a toxic agreement, especially if you're feeling yourself really in the emotion of it. And laugh often. about it. And out loud. And the fifth ingredient is to see and receive this thing as your miracle, not as a curse, not as that damned heating bill, not as those damn gas prices. See and receive the miracle. Now, this is a perceptual shift. I don't expect you to get it all at once. But you can begin to get it. Every little bit is exponentially better than not at all. This, of course, is going to be a daily spiritual practice. And like I said, those five ingredients are nothing you haven't heard before. You just may not have applied them very directly to financial and wealth-related toxic agreements you might hold. And honestly, the five ingredients is a breakdown of something we already practiced and you had introduced back in our very first session. In that first session, I gave you what I told you was your golden key to ultimate receptivity. Remember that? It was a simple phrase. In this and all things, I am grateful. In this and all things, I am grateful. The five ingredients are just an extrapolation of that. Of that spirit, not the words, the spirit that it represents, the transformation that it requires to simply to even say the words without choking on them. In this and all things, I am grateful. All things. That weather disaster that just happened somewhere. That horrible murder that happened somewhere else. The pain, the pestilence, the rape that abound our world. In this and all things, I am grateful. Not because I absolve the actors who perpetuate these ills of their own responsibility for that. But because I refuse to be polluted. I refuse to be intoxicated. I refuse to be divorced from my wealth magic, from my mastery, from my power, by the ill actions of others. In this and all things, I am grateful. So whether you constantly come back to and are able to recite the five ingredients, or you just remember the golden key. Either way, however you mix it together, it's a formula. It's a recipe for ownership. It's a recipe for liberation, and it really is the only one. You can reclaim those toxic agreements and turn them into creative gold. Or you could try to keep the toxic agreements, you know, just have them trailing behind you like so many balls and chains. And you could try to summit the mountain of your transformation without dealing with them. Let me know how that works out for you. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend it at all. In this and all things, I am grateful. Those are the words of an owner. Those are the words of a woman who knows who she is who is acting and commanding her powers of discernment, and who refuses under any circumstances to be placed or taken outside of her place of power. Reclaim those toxic agreements. Consider them and reclaim every one that comes to mind. Every time it comes to mind. And you will be liberated from them. You will see opportunity where you have never seen it before. You will see openings where you have never seen it before. You will see money where you have never seen it before. So I'm going to open up for questions now, because I have a feeling that there may be a bit more than before, considering the challenge games that I've given you since our last session. All right. So who has a question first?
I have a situation. This is Diva Sophia. I have a situation that I would just like to, just speak into the circle about that toxic agreement. And I had, I was visiting a friend today that we do things for each other, and we have, of course, have had a, well, I won't say of course, but we've had a sexual intimate relationship over the years. But anyway, and, you know, we had this great open-hearted conversation, and anyway, he invited me to come back later on tonight, and it's like, well, come back later, and, you know, I'm going to give you some gas money, and I just remember a time in the near future, the near recent past, I should say, where that would have been more appealing. And now it just feels like a lure. It doesn't feel genuine, even though it's someone who I consider to be a good friend or what have you, that I noticed that as a toxic agreement. And I don't blame him, because there was a time where I allowed that type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't. Even though I do need some gas money, I'm not going back. Because
you
if you really wanted
nothing.
Me to have
wait
gas...
Wait a minute. See,
well,
fire. No.
Well,
no.
Yes,
I'm not letting
yes,
you fly
yes.
with that. No, you don't need nothing. You have no needs. All of your needs
okay.
are met.
for lack of a better word, no, I don't need money, and I would like my gas tank to be all the way full at this second. I feel that
I desire
a full gas tank.
Owners don't need, owners desire.
I desire a full gas tank.
Now owners can proact on that desire.
Yes.
See, there's a difference. You're going, I need it. I desire it. I require it. And I will have it.
Oh, let me write that down. all of the above. I desire it. I require it. And I will have it. And if this person wanted to give that to me, he could have done it right then and there. And so that was just, I don't blame him. I am being proactive, because I'm not going back. If I wanted to go back, I would go back. Not because of that. But I do realize in the past, that would have been an extra bonus for me. because I was going to get something. So, yeah.
That's a perfect illustration of the difference between making a choice, making a decision based on that interest or that immediate gratification, you know, which, you know, basically means getting high.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to get high. I mean, forget all the stuff that I don't want to think about for a minute here. Or making a committed choice for lasting joy. Now, I want to illustrate that you could have both and. There is a way to have both and if you wanted it. Right? But it's a matter of if you wanted it. You know, that there's a way to not recreate the toxic agreement and to ask for what you desire, the way you desire it, without all of the other trimmings that you are now rejecting and not available to. You know, it's not just a whole black and white thing, and that's what comes from when we're open to thinking creatively, as opposed to from that victim reactive place. There's a whole vista of opportunities and choices that can open up. Thank you for that, because that's an example. That's one of the areas in our personal relationships, in our sexual relationships, where we really practice the toxicity. Thank you so much, Jesus Sophia.
Thank you.
Who's next? I thoroughly mystified everyone. You can ask this question and answer time is for question. It's your opportunity to get me direct on anything that you have been wrestling with or questioning up till now in the clinic. It's not just about today's topic, so let her rip. Wow, I thought I was going to get really cussed out about the hour of power. No? Everybody's going to go out and make their money? Yay!
No, not at all. Hello?
Yes?
Hey, how are you doing, Diva Marie? This is Diva Nicole. And, all right, so most recently, as of today, working with deprogramming and accelerating how I function with the programming that I was brought up with. I mean, we've all heard, you know, the struggle of working hard, the blue collar, the earnestness of the, yeah. And just recently had a conversation just a few hours ago with my mother, and she was asking about, you know, my money situation and my dating life and so on and so forth. And she was giving her stories about how, you know, when I was younger, I dated a blue collar, and I just made him, you know, made it work with what I had. And I'm like, you know what? Well, that's you. That's your generation. That's what you chose to do. There is nothing wrong with what you did, but that's not for me. But it's always challenging to have to remind my outer circle, my external, about what my ideals are about money, and how to break that. Because I'm seeing that's where the chain mostly is that I have, if I was just brought up with the right mindset in the first place, I'm like, I wouldn't have to break so many and rewire everything all over again. That's how I feel right now.
Don't want to bet.
I'm like, if I was told the right menu, you know, I'd be eating, you know, just I would be well fed and really healthy right now. That's how I feel right now. I'm just like, you know, you fed me some really some diseased minds, viruses and stuff like that, and it's really a fester in a lot of ways. I'm just like,
okay, so let's reclaim that toxic agreement, because there's a lot to just reframe and be grateful for, because you are talking victim speak, my love.
Okay.
If I had only seen just messed up by my parents, I'd be okay. It's them. It's their fault. I'm a victim of my parenting. I'm a victim of the society that didn't feed me the right foods. I'm a victim of the global warming and the ozone layer depletion, and I'm not getting the right vitamin D and it's seeping into my brain, and I'm not able to, you know, on and on.
Yes, it will go on and on.
it can
Thank
go,
you. Stop it. Yes.
It's infinite. Yes, it is. Our creativity is infinite. You know? it can go everywhere. So let's reclaim that. Let's really be grateful. Be grateful that you have that upbringing. Be grateful that your friends don't get it. Literally, be grateful that they don't get it. This is your miracle. This is your miracle because, honestly, this is an opportunity for you, Diva Nicole, to really discover and play with the alchemy of, you know what? It doesn't matter what other people around me think. It's me. They're reflections. If I'm owning this, they won't ask me those questions.
Mm.
They won't. They literally will not. It just stops. They just it's miraculous. It's magical. Even people closest to you, the people the most, your mother, they will switch off and just no longer, because that receptacle for that plug no longer exists.
Hmm. Okay.
The only reason you can have these conversations is because you're having these conversations.
Hmm.
Not just out there with them, but inside. You're still weighing it. So they can't help but reflect it. But if you just give thanks for it, if you give thanks and say, oh, you know what? I don't even know what I got to be grateful for in this, but I'm going to be grateful anyway, and I'm going to make myself laugh.
I love it. I definitely felt the shift when you were talking about that, being grateful and being like in a honey pot, literally, in a honey pot, a golden honey pot, and just being grateful. It's just like I'm surrounded by honey. I have everything to be grateful for.
There it is.
Serious.
Now, you know, and what people in that transition stage, I'm going to tell you, as that receptacle is closing up and they can no longer plug into that place, they will keep trying. You know, it's like you try to plug in an electric socket in the dark and keep like jabbing it at the wall. They will keep trying, and what that's going to look like is she done gone crazy.
Yeah, I love it. Even better.
I'm just giving you a heads up on that. That's
perfect.
Your sign. The moment people start whispering, I'm not talking like telling you to your face you're crazy, but like having meetings without you.
Ah.
You know you're on the right track. And it gets back to you that people are really concerned and they're like having little conversations without you, then you know that that plug, that receptacle is closed and they can no longer find it. And that's
ooh,
your
I
that's
felt
your,
that in my womb. I feel that. That feels so good. Thank you.
That's your sign to keep
that.
Going. That's your sign to keep going, to keep being grateful, to get more and more into that honey pot, to laugh more and more, and just be grateful for it. Be grateful for it. Take 100% responsibility. Yes, I am a divine embodiment. I chose this life. I chose these parents. I chose this situation because I knew I had vicious, hot fierceness to bring, and this was the fire that I was going to use to cook it up. In this and all things, I am grateful.
And I am grateful.
You feel the difference there?
I do. It feels so good. It feels like having sex. That's how good it feels.
Damn straight. It's the difference not being a victim is. It does feel like having sex. Because having sex is when we open up that orgasmic doorway. And that orgasmic doorway is our remembrance of our divinity.
Yes.
And ain't no victims in divinity.
No.
Yes.
Now that is delicious. Thank you.
Alchemy is, you know, alchemy is blissful and orgasmic. There's no doubt about it. This alchemy, my alchemy is orgasmic. It needs that way, or else we wouldn't keep doing it. You wouldn't keep it up. You go back to the toxic stuff. Beautiful. I believe I took my glasses off, so I'm not sure what time it is. But I can take, I believe. Oh, we're right at the top of the hour, so let's have a couple more questions.
Well, thank you.
You are loved.
Diva Mama Nu.
Yes?
Well, what would you say, and
I know we've discussed it before, and as far as this particular toxic agreement topic goes, you know, I've gotten my tithing thing down. I got that off the top. Even when I play with getting money, other monies in my mind, or if I say, okay, if I get $500, if I get $5,000, whatever the amount is that I see coming or that I desire, I already take that off the top and start spending it after that. Mm-hmm. I've gotten good at that and doing it. The paying the bills on time, shifting back into paying the bills and getting them paid on time, and I feel like I have like gone so far backwards because I was not doing this as much before Deja. I had gotten very, very good at my necessity bills getting paid on time, and it just seems like before she came, but it started going downhill, and then after, you know, I'm just using her as a, you know, landmark. It's just gone downhill, 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 and I get it going, and then it falls off, get it going, and it falls off. So to have that same kind of relationship with, and I've heard the, oh, you love, you know, be thankful for the power company and thankful for the car insurance, and mm-hmm. I am, but then I'd be like,
it's the butt. It's all in the butt. It's all in the butt.
I just feel like it's due every month. Really? I'm just trying to get
you use it every month. Really? Right? You use it every month?
I do.
I mean, if I took a month off, it'd be all right. I mean, once in a while, you know, my cable company has a thing. You can go on vacation. When you go on vacation, you put your service on vacation because you're not using it. But if you're using it, yeah, you know, but it really is all in the butt. I want you, now first I want to say one thing, because Diva Sophia has brought in tithing to the conversation. Don't everybody go crazy. That is some advanced orgasmic wealth for women stuff. So just kind of, you know, if you know what tithing is, great. If you want to talk with me or write with me about it in the circle online, I'd be happy. But it's not a necessity for you to master for this clinic. So I just want to heads up everybody else with that. Now, I want you to think about how you phrase that, and I want you to think right now and realize and see that you were painting yourself as a victim. You know, before she got here, I was on the right track. She didn't get there. She didn't just get there. It's not like, you know, an airplane came down and, you know, the stork dropped her off. I mean, she didn't just, you created that. You created and fought for that. That's a deliberate creation on your part. So it's not even in the language of before you even got to the butt, you was already keeping the victim salad dressing all over yourself, you know, just bathing in the victim. Before she got here, she didn't get there. You didn't get there. You brought yourself here. You created this. 100% responsibility. You created this. You created her in your life. And that was a good thing. And it is a good thing. So it's all in the butt. It's in the imagining, still trying to imagine that things could be more perfect somehow than what they are. You are rejecting the perfection, the miracle of things as they are, and you cannot work with the miracle of things as they are while at the same time rejecting it. So if you were working with the miracle of things as they are by being very grateful that you created her here, that you created the bill, and being genuinely grateful, like really finding something to be absolutely grateful about. I mean, and don't wait. because if you don't find it, I guarantee you, the utility companies will find it. They have a way of reminding you to be grateful. They cut stuff off. And you realize, oh, man, I really was grateful for that. I took for granted that I could wake up and have refrigeration.
You know,
they have a way of reminding you of how grateful you actually were for that, but that you forgot about it. If you can do that, take the responsibility, bring in the levity, laugh about it, and all of the other ingredients, then you can begin to be proactive in your vision of it. Your vision of it right now is faulty. That's why I'm pointing you to it. You cannot create. You cannot have creative discernment from a vision that says, before she got here, and yeah, I think I like him, but... you can't have creative discernment from that. But from a place of, okay, wait a minute. Wait, no, I really did do this. I really am the actor. I am the owner. I am the most person responsible. I'm running this. How do I want it to run? Then you can begin to set things up. Then you can begin to rearrange calendars with your service providers. Then you can begin to set up how you do your finances so that you don't pay things when they're due or when they're past due. You pay them in advance. But you can't think on those terms. You can't think and have the discernment to see the opportunities for you to make all those things happen, whether it's just rearranging your finances or it's rearranging plus pouring new resources into it. In order to see the playing field, you have to have your eyes open. And I'm going to hazard a guess here that before she came, before you brought her into your life, you were practicing having your eyes open just for you. And now you're having to have your eyes open for the two of you. And everybody else, because children, nobody has one child. Children come in packs.
Yeah,
whether they're
three.
Yours or other people's, it really don't matter.
I have three.
Nobody ever has one child.
Yeah.
You have children
in my household.
You have children and all the other people that come with the children, you know?
Yes.
But all of that is opportunity, too. All of that is a miracle. All of those are new ideas and new hands on deck. How do you think all those family bands started? Somebody had to think creatively and proactively, as opposed to being victimized by, you know, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with all these children? So there are creative solutions. There are creative solutions that are at hand, but you have to. You know, I'm not a fan of have to because it's met with need. But it is a requirement that you see clearly, that you reclaim all of this as an owner of it, and really eradicate the victim stuff. And it's not a thing of, you know, we've talked about this before. I've talked about it before, too. It's the only conversation you're going to have for the rest of all existence outside of time. In all eternity, because this is the process of creation. This is the process of the expansion of the universe. We're having it on a human level about wealth and money right now, but it's the same conversation on the galactic level. How do I see myself as the progenitor of creation so that I may extend it according to the desire that is placed upon me? As opposed to it happening to me. So give thanks for that too. That there's only one conversation to have, and you've been having it. And you got pretty good at it.
Yes, I am.
And there's no end to it. No, that's what I mean by daily spiritual practice. It don't end. It don't stop. which is why we gotta really tap into the orgasmic energy of it, because it don't stop. Mm. There's nothing else to do. This is all there is to do, so you best get turned on by it, because there ain't nothing else. This is the only game there is. All right, one more question, comment, send us off. Oh, good. I've well satiated you. Well, in that case.
I was just going to see if you could answer something very simply. Who are we? I mean, in the most grandest terms, what would you say, who are we? I mean, I go about my day. Yes, the simplest terms. The circle of women that you attract, yes. Who are we? Please, yes.
The circle of, no, is it who are we or the circle of women that we attract?
Circle of women that, who the people that's on this phone, deciphering right now on this phone, who are we?
Well, you know why I call you Diva, right?
Yeah, it's literally on my license plate.
Divine, okay.
Intelligence,
vulvically awakened. That's who the temple attracts, that's who the temple calls, that's who is in the temple, whether you know it or not.
Okay.
You done got woke up, and it came from between your thighs.
I love it.
May not have known it at the time, but you wouldn't have vibrated in here if it wasn't true. And I can go on a whole long dissertation about that. I will not do that today.
No, but I just wanted to hear it. I need to hear it.
But that's as women who we are. I add, you know, as beings who we are the infinite. We are embodiment of the one that is, was, and ever shall be. We are the undivided soul being that is the universe, that is having an embodied expression in many forms, in many reflections. Nuku, nuku, amiku, kimam, keteru, min prr, tai. And with that, yeah, you're speaking ancient tongues now. I guess it is time to conclude. Before I really go there. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The spirit of reclamation is alive and well in the wombs and in the vulvas and in the thighs and hearts of each and every woman assembled here, and each and every woman we touch, each and every being we touch. I speak this word of truth right here, right now, and I claim it is done. It is so. It is true. Our reclamation is whole and complete. We simply are here to complete the revelation of it. It is already done. Our peace is already done. Our prosperity is already done. Our needs are now and always will and always have been met. We are grand in our magnificence. We are prospered in our magic. We are radiant in our mastery. I give thanks and I celebrate that our circle, because it is eternal, cannot now nor ever will be closed. We simply agree to adjourn and return. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
To us, may I help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.